Previously on Pretty Little Liars.
I thought Wilden got Allie pregnant and killed her.
So is it true?
I don't know what's true. Wilden's sure going out of his way to deny it.
Either you shut head up or I will.
Is everything okay?
My mom owns Maggie's condo and she's selling it.
What? Do you still have any friends, Spencer?
You are not taking away any more of them.
Who's looking cray-cray now?
Stop! Where's Wilden?
I don't know.
Can you call Hannah and Emily?
Why?
I know who's helping Mona.
God, you all right?
Yeah.
Thank God Arya got here when she did. Where's Hannah?
No, she won't answer any of my texts or calls.
So who is it? Who's helping Mona? We should wait for Hannah.
No, this is too important to wait.
Okay, but you guys need to know that I've been warned not to tell you.
What else is new? Wait a minute. You knew who it was before tonight?
Yeah, I've known for a few weeks.
Why didn't you tell us any sooner?
I wanted to be sure. I didn't want to believe that it could be true, but after tonight happened, I can't keep this to myself anymore. Toby is they.
He must have been taken to a hospital.
Or he's in the woods somewhere. We just can't find him.
What are you doing?
Calling Rosewood Hospital. And then my lawyer.
Okay, no, you cannot do that.
Why not?
Because if Wilden is still alive somewhere, we don't know what he'll say or do.
Hannah, I hit a man. Not just any man, I hit a cop.
Well, he was threatening you.
I left the scene in an accident.
Which is why you can't admit to what you've done until we know exactly what we're dealing with.
I was scared. He was reaching for his gun. I thought he was reaching for his gun.
I know. But whatever he did or didn't do, you still hit him. Once you tell the police or your lawyer, there's no going back.
Okay, Hannah, until we know what our next step is, not a word about this to your friends, understood?
Yes, of course,
Hannah, I mean it.
Nothing.
Promise.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. Gonna show you that I know you won't tell what I said. Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
So what are we saying? That what Allie wrote in Emily's notebook was true? That Toby secretly hated us ever since Allie threw that firecracker in his garage?
Yeah, I guess so.
And the whole time that you two were together, he was just pretending.
Okay, we all know how much Toby loves you.
This can't be true. There has to be more to the story.
If he loved me, he would not have let me sit outside of his loft bawling my eyes out for hours. Okay, he wouldn't have taken everything out of A's lair when he knew that I had the key. He wouldn't be trying to hurt me. Us!
So sorry, Spence.
Mona must have something over him. Trust me, I have tried to come up with every possible explanation as to why he could be doing this, and it all leads back to the same conclusion.
That Toby, I know, would never do anything to hurt any of us. So funny.
You trying to make sense of this. You need to stop thinking about Toby as the person that you thought you knew and start looking at him for who he really is.
And how do I do that?
You look at the facts, Emily.
Okay. Which are?
Mona is with the decathlon team in New York City. She couldn't have locked me in the steam room.
And that leaves Toby.
The quicker you wrap your mind around this, the better.
Toby, it's Emily. I really want to talk to you. I need to talk to you. Please call me back. Babe.
Hello.
Hi there.
I'm guessing you didn't get my voicemail.
I just called a 7-year-old babe.
So, Malcolm, this is Aria.
Nice to meet you.
It is so nice to meet you too, Malcolm.
Hey, Toby, why don't you go sort out those cards? They're looking pretty jumbled over there.
Oh, when did all this happen? I talked to you like 10 hours ago.
Maggie and Malcolm came up this morning. Just kind of a spur of the moment decision.
For how long?
A few days. Since they're getting displaced, Maggie thought she'd put some feelers out in the area for a job. And if she finds one, she thinks moving to Rosewood might be the best thing for everyone.
They're going to be staying here?
Oh, no, no. Maggie's dropping her bags off at a hotel right now.
Okay. I just mean that your place is a little small for the three of you.
Yeah. Malcolm and I were just about to put the last of the tracks down.
Oh, I can go. I'm sure that you want to spend some alone time with him.
Well, actually, I was hoping you could hang out for a little bit. Get to know Malcolm.
Can't imagine that Maggie would be too happy about that.
Aria, Maggie knows exactly who you are in my life. Believe me, she's fine with you being here. What do you say?
Come on, you gotta check out my train set.
Okay. Toby's clothes and books are still up there, but he ran out and never looked back. Did you find anything?
Welcome to Action News. I'm Slade McAfee.
Hello, Earth to Hannah. When did you watch the news? What?
When a car trying to escape police.
Oh, no, I wanted to check the weather. What the hell are you doing? You're supposed to be helping me. Look, I looked. I didn't find anything.
Really? Because I could have sworn you were sitting in that exact spot 20 minutes ago.
Okay, maybe I didn't try hard enough. But the more I think about it, the more I think we should stop searching for him. If Spencer's right, Toby is dangerous.
If he's so dangerous, then how come he's never hurt any of us? I've been alone with him how many times now?
No more than I've been alone with Mona.
Wait, did you forget that he tried to kill Spencer last night?
She believes he tried to kill her. She didn't see him.
She saw him in her kitchen dressed in a black hoodie. That doesn't mean he's physically trying to harm any of us. Lucas was blackmailed into doing things for Mona, remember? Okay, we still don't know what part Toby is playing in all this. We told each other everything. He gave me the courage to come out. I gave this to him for his birthday last year. What's that? Parking pass. Who's E. Lamb? Spencer said that's what Toby called himself to get in and out of Bradley. Look, if you really want to find him, Why don't you just start by talking to his parents?
Perfect. All aboard! Next stop, Union Station.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Mommy!
Oh, we missed you. Are you having so much fun?
Aria's the conductor.
Well, I bet she's a good one.
Hey, Malcolm, why don't we wash it up before we eat, yeah? Yeah.
Maggie. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, you?
Good.
Great.
Look, I just wanted you to know that it wasn't me that told Ezra about Malcolm.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
As much as I wanted Ezra to know about him, I would never do that.
Really? I'm not upset. To be honest, seeing the way that Ezra and Malcolm have bonded over the past few weeks, I wish I'd told him sooner.
All right, let's go get this.
Hey, I spoke to Janet, and she thinks that she might have a lead on a job. I was going to grab coffee with her at 4.
Oh, I'm tutoring then. Can you, like, push it back an hour?
It's the only time she's free today.
I could try and find somebody to watch Malcolm, or
I can watch him.
I mean, you don't have to do that.
Really? No, it's no problem. It'll be a lot of fun. Thank you. That's a big help.
I told you I was warned. If I ratted out C, A was going to take one of my three.
She's just trying to scare us.
Well, it's working. And you need to stop looking for Toby. Just let it go. You're looking for Toby? Why? It's not that I don't believe what you saw. Okay, but he's my friend too, so I need to hear this from him.
Okay, I understand that, but I looked for him for weeks. Trust me, he doesn't want to be found.
How long has she been standing there?
Spencer?
Wait, what are you doing?
Hello? You're not planning on choking me again, are you?
No. I just wanted to say thank you for the flowers. The orchids are especially beautiful.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Might be time to visit your doctor friend again.
Listen to me, Mona. I'm not playing around. Do not hurt my friends. Okay, if you so much as touch one hair on her head, I will make you very sorry. Am I clear?
Looks like someone's been skipping their anger management class. I think I'll take my pumpkin latte to go. Oh. But, little tip on the orchids. Make sure not to leave them in direct sunlight. I did once. They didn't make it through the night.
I believe your dad kept all that stuff.
Hi. What are you doing here?
I was just picking up some old tax receipts. What's with the trip down memory lane?
Oh, this? I just, Emily started babysitting, and so she was just wondering if I had anything that would keep a little boy occupied.
Emily, I thought she was working at the brew.
I say Emily? I meant Hannah.
Ezra called and left me a message. He wanted to know if I knew of any open teaching positions for his friend named Maggie. Do you know her?
Nope. I've never met her.
Oh, well, I'll call him and tell him I'll keep my ears open.
I can tell him. Well, I'm going to see him later, and he's busy now tutoring, so he won't pick up his call.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Yeah, everything's perfect. All right, well, I'm going to go. I got to get this stuff to Hannah.
Are you? You forgot your ball.
Bye.
I work with him.
Do you know where he is right now?
I haven't seen him in a couple weeks. He had some sort of emergency. He left me his truck and asked me to finish a job for him.
Did he say where he was going?
Sorry. I'm just here to pick up the table saw.
Papers either. I don't know what to think. All right, Hannah, I need to get back to work. Okay, I'll see you tonight. What am I supposed to be looking at?
Notice how all the letters are shiny except for the E and the M? I don't know how I missed it this morning, but I saw it when I got home.
So what?
So Mona is trying to tell us in her cryptic way that she's targeting you next.
I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
There are no coincidences with A.
Spence, you've been through a lot in the past few weeks.
No, Emily, it doesn't make sense, okay? Mona knows that you're searching for Toby. I saw her stare at you in the brew this morning, and now this...
Okay, I'll keep my eyes open.
No, she made it seem like something bad was going to happen to you tonight. Look, I'm going to stay with you for the rest of the day.
I got to get to swim practice.
Do not ignore this!
I'm not ignoring it, but we don't know for sure what this means. Okay, let me hang on to this. You don't need to be staring at it for the rest of the day.
At least promise me that you'll stop looking for Toby.
Fine. I'll stop looking for him. Look, I'll call you when I get home, okay?
Okay. How long has he been like that for?
He's been on a raid for the past hour.
God, I still cannot believe that you're babysitting your boyfriend's kid.
Yeah, well, I still can't believe that my boyfriend has a kid.
So what's going to happen if Malcolm and Maggie move here?
What do you mean?
Well, they were in Delaware, that was one thing, but if they come here... Where does that leave you, Nezra?
I don't know. But I'll figure it out. We always do.
And you sure that Maggie's okay with you being part of the equation?
She seems to be. I guess she's not who I thought she was. There's a lot of that going around. You know, I was thinking, if Toby is working with Mona, there had to have been some signs that we missed. I always wondered how Toby found Dr. Sullivan after Mona ran her out of town. And then he brought her back the exact night that Mona was caught.
You think that it was planned?
Well, I think that Mona knew we were getting closer to where the lair was.
And bringing Dr. Sullivan back helped Mona because she diagnosed her with a mental disorder. And that helped ensure that she went to Radley, not to you. Everything okay? What? I just completely forgot. I'm gonna be late to meet our mom, so I'll call you later.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Are you sure there's nothing you can do?
Honey, I'm sure if Toby were really missing, his family would have filed a report by now.
His family is away.
Maybe he's with them.
I don't think so.
I'm assuming that you have called him and tried to text him.
Yeah, he's not responding. I'm worried. I don't think he took his break with Spencer very well.
Honey, you have such a big heart, and you always see the best in everyone. But honestly, I wish that you would just let this go. I don't trust Toby. I haven't since you caused that fire. Rosewood Police. Yes, Miss Maloney. Let me check on the status of that. All right, please hold.
Mom, can I use your computer to check my email?
Yeah, just be quick about it.
Spence, it's me. Just calling to check on you. Call me back.
Hey, I'm gonna grab some juice boxes for us to take to the park, okay?
Oh my god. Hey, what happened?
Yeah, it's all here. I'm on my way. Being around kids.
No, it's okay.
No, it's not. Okay, you have every right to be angry with me.
I'm not angry. These things happen. You got his gym. That's what happens when you're a boy. So you were talking with Spencer when he fell?
No. Like I said, I left her a quick message and then I hung up the phone.
You didn't see him jumping on the bed.
Ezra, by the time I turned around, it was too late.
So you weren't watching him the whole time?
It sure sounds like you're angry at me.
I just want to be clear on what happened so I know what to tell Maggie.
Tell her that I feel like crap. That her son got hurt while I was watching him. Tell her that it was my fault. I should have been paying closer attention. And tell her that I'm so sorry. But I don't know the first thing about being a parent.
Neither do I.
Where are you? Call me when you get this.
Compared to what I'll do if Hannah talks.
I wonder how your lieutenant will respond when he hears you threatening a child.
He's not going to. Think this through, Ashley. Here.
Get out of my way!
I can't let you go.
Get out of my way!
Either you shut Hannah up or I will.
Back in action in no time.
Mm-hmm. And Ezra says that when you're feeling all better, he's going to take you on a trampoline for some real fun.
I am? Yeah, Malcolm, we're going to be kings of that trampoline.
Hey. Maggie, I'm so sorry.
Mommy's here. He's feeling okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He's just worn out.
Oh, that was a cut.
It wasn't a bad. It's just a few stitches. In fact, the doctor's going to be back in a second to check on us.
Are your immediate family?
No.
Then you need to wait outside.
Thank you.
Sorry I lied to you. Are you mad?
Mad? No. Sad a little, because I don't know how to help you with the situation.
Am I just crazy to think that this could work?
It's definitely not going to be easy.
Yeah, it was one thing when I thought that Ezra's son lived in Delaware, but if Malcolm and Maggie move here,
it's even more complicated.
Ezra seems really happy to have him in his life.
Well, having a child is great, but it completely changes your life. It stops being about what you want, and it starts being about what you can do to make your child's life better.
I know that things are going to change between us, obviously. I think the question is how much.
Well, what does Ezra say about this?
And he thinks it can work if we both try.
Maybe it can. But it's also okay if you don't want it to.
I love it.
I know you do. But not every relationship is meant to last forever. And sometimes the best thing you can do is take a step back and give yourself a chance to breathe.
Hi. Is this your workshop?
Yep. I'm sorry. What are you doing here?
I'm supposed to meet Toby.
I told you he's out of town.
I know, but I just got a text from him and he told me to meet him here 2 hours ago.
I don't know what to tell you. I haven't seen him.
Did you see a blonde come through here?
Nobody's come through here in the last few hours.
I just saw her. She was wearing a red coat.
No Toby, no girl in a red coat, no unicorns either. Sorry, Emily.
How do you know my name?
Because you told me earlier.
No, I didn't.
Gotta get back to work.
I don't understand. I picked up that box like 100 times, and it didn't even crack. The video just kept playing over and over. I don't think that it really matters because whoever put that car in your garage has probably made copies. Well, it has to be A. Why would Wilden put his car in there? Okay, so if A did this, and nobody's seen Wilden, I mean, does that mean that Wilden's dead and that A has his body? I don't know. I think that maybe you should tell your mom. What? She can handle a lot more than you think. Aria, our moms are totally different. Mine hit the accelerator, remember? And besides, I don't want to involve her until we know what we're dealing with. She already is involved, Hannah. She is on that video, and it really doesn't look good for her. Well, if A drove it here, who knows what's next? The cops could be on their way. You know what? Just get in your car. Follow me. Where are we going?
Thank you.
prison. I'm serious, Hannah. We really, really need to rethink this. Faster.
Yeah, me too.
Well, what if it just stays there like that? It'll sink. They're gonna be looking for his car.
I know.
Look, if they find it and they trace it back to us, you're totally screwed.
Yep.
Ben, I've been calling you for the last hour.
Sorry. I had to help Ari out with something.
Have you eaten?
You all right?
Yeah.
Are you?
No. But I'm getting there.
What does that mean?
I think I saw Detective Weldon today.
What? Where?
In town. But I wasn't sure, so I drove by the accident on my way home. Guess what? His car was gone. Of course, I panicked at first, but then it occurred to me. If he had been really injured, we would have heard about it by now, right? And if he was going to press charges, we would have heard about it by now.
So that means
maybe I didn't hit him as hard as I thought. And maybe he woke up and realized he was in the wrong. And maybe this whole thing is just going to go away. I'm gonna go to sleep. I'll see you in the morning.
You can also put $5.
It's almost like the accident didn't happen. He's doing just fine.
No, that's good to hear.
Do you want to come over?
We're about to build a castle.
I'd love to, but,
I'm helping my mom paint her kitchen, so I'll call you later, okay?
All right. I love you.
I love you, too.
Yep, Jane Doe. No ID, no cell phone, no keys, nothing.
Who called her?
A hiker, about an hour ago, said he saw her wandering around looking lost and confused. I'm bringing her in. Better put in a request for a psych evaluation.
Roger that.
Wait, you dumped his car in a lake?
I panicked.
You're supposed to stop her from doing stupid things like this, not help.
I tried.
I didn't know if it was Wilden or A messing with us, so I had to get rid of it. Well, my money's on A.
Or Wilden could still be alive and part of the A team.
Okay, so what does this mean? Is Toby dead?
Did I do this? Is this my fault?
Don't go there. All right? Because we don't even know if this is true.
No, we do know that Toby was wearing a black hoodie in Spencer's kitchen.
So?
So either A could have killed him because she knew he was going to help us.
Maybe he never was going to help us. And for some reason, he just wants us to think that he's dead. Either way, Spencer needs to know about this. Where is Spencer?
Is the light, is the light.